Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 5th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon intends to acquire the home robotics company iRobot in a $1.7 billion all-cash deal. Co-founder Colin Angle will remain as CEO post-acquisition. Amazon acquired the robotics company Kiva Systems for $775 million in 2012, changing its name to Amazon Robotics in 2015, and uses that tech in its fulfillment centers. Back in May, security researcher Zach Edwards discovered that DuckDuckGo's privacy-focused browser provided an exemption to Microsoft domains for its block on loading third-party tracking scripts. DuckDuckGo CEO Gabe Weinberg said this was due to a search syndication agreement with Microsoft. Weinberg announced that in the next month, DuckDuckGo's beta apps will block scripts from Microsoft. The only exemption will be for scripts from bat.bing.com that load directly after a user clicks on a search ad. Users can disable ads in DuckDuckGo search settings to avoid this. DuckDuckGo also made its tracker block list available on GitHub. The social audio app Clubhouse launched private communities called Houses. Houses will be invitation only. Anyone in a house can start or schedule an audio room with another house member. Users can sign up to create a house, but Clubhouse will approve these slowly to tweak the product based on feedback. Microsoft began testing a preview of Xbox Game Pass family plans in Colombia and Ireland, letting users add up to 4 people in the same country to a subscription. The preview version costs €22 a month in Ireland. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced international expansion of NFT support on Instagram, following Instagram's initial NFT test in May with select creators in the U.S. Users and businesses in more than 100 countries in Africa, Asia-Pacific, the Middle East, and the Americas can now share their NFTs on Instagram. Meta also announced that Coinbase Wallet and Dapper Wallet are now accepted as a third-party wallet compatible for use, and Instagram is also expanding its supported blockchains to include Flow. The analysts at Sensor Tower report that U.S. mobile game revenue fell 9.6% on the year in the first half of 2022 to $11.4 billion. Only arcade and tabletop genres saw mobile revenue growth in the first half, up 14.8% and 0.9% respectively. Mobile downloads decreased 2.5% to 2.4 billion. Google updated quoted searches to now display the quoted text in the website snippet shown under the page title. The search giant also began testing using large favicons and more prominent site names in mobile search. In its first post-merger earnings report, Warner Bros. Discovery reported subscribers across HBO, HBO Max, and Discovery Plus grew 1.8% on the quarter in Q2 to 92.1 million. Domestic U.S. subscribers fell 300,000 on the quarter to 53 million. The company will launch its combined streaming service in the U.S. in the summer of 2023, followed later that year in Latin America, then Europe and Asia-Pacific in 2024. Reuters reports that Tencent, which acquired a 5% stake in Ubisoft back in 2018, is reportedly trying to buy an additional 16% stake held by the Guillemot family, who co-founded and run Ubisoft. This would make Tencent Ubisoft's single largest shareholder. The other 80% of Ubisoft is publicly owned, and Tencent is looking to acquire shares of that pool as well. Folks in South Korea, Japan, Hong Kong, and Taiwan can now reserve Valve's Steam Deck through the website Komodo. Valve says the first batch of reservations in these markets will be fulfilled by the end of the year. And Valve does not expect the addition of these markets to affect delivery estimates for those who already hold an existing reservation. TrendForce Research reports that Intel postponed volume production of its Meteor Lake GPU tile using TSMC's 3-nanometer node to late 2023. Nikkei Asia previously reported Apple and Intel were expected to be the first to use this TSMC node, starting production in the second half of 2022 for chips delivered in early 2023. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger confirmed that Meteor Lake chips will still launch in 2023. YouTube added an experimental pinch-to-zoom feature for videos for premium subscribers. Once zoomed in, viewers can move around and look closely at different parts of a video, with support for landscape and portrait viewing. Premium subscribers can try the feature through September 1st. And finally, the music player Winamp received its first update in 4 years, upgrading to version 5.9 RC1 build 1999. It updates the app's code base, adds supports for more modern versions of audio codecs, and improves support for Windows 11 and HTTPS audio streams. Winamp enjoyed popularity as a desktop media player in the late 90s and was acquired by AOL in June 1999. AOL shut it down in late 2013. But the company Radionomy bought it in 2014, releasing its last update in 2018. Radionomy promised a major 6.0 update in 2019, but no word on when that could be coming. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.